WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing people. Riley Hart here, your friendly guide to navigating life's roller coaster ride, one healthy boundary at a time. Now, I know what you're thinking. Work-life balance? That sounds like an elusive unicorn in a world that demands we be constantly on. But trust me, it's not as far-fetched as it seems. It's about finding that sweet spot where your professional life fuels your passions and your personal life nourishes your soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour gas into an electric car, would you? You need the right fuel for each engine to run smoothly. And in today's world, where emails ping at midnight and deadlines loom like hungry monsters, establishing healthy boundaries between work and life is more crucial than ever. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into the art of nurturing that elusive work-life balance. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you reclaim your peace and power. First things first, define your ideal balance. Don't just blindly follow what society tells you is right. What does a fulfilling life look like for you? Is it spending more time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply having evenings free from work stress? Get crystal clear on your priorities. Ever feel that tug of war between what you should be doing and what you want to do? Setting those boundaries helps you choose the you side every single time. Next up, carve out sacred time for yourself. Imagine a block of time each day dedicated solely to you. No emails, no work calls, just pure bliss. Read that book you've been eyeing, take a walk in nature, or simply sit in silence and savor the moment. This isn't selfish, it's essential for recharging your batteries and coming back to work feeling refreshed and focused. You know that feeling when you wake up on vacation, relaxed, energized, ready to soak in every moment? That's what carving out time for yourself can feel like every single day. Master the art of saying, no. This is a big one, folks. You don't have to be a superhero and say, yes, to everything. Learning to politely decline extra commitments, especially those that drain your energy or compromise your personal time, will free up space for what truly matters. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Embrace the power of technology, but don't let it control you. Our devices are amazing tools, but they can also be addictive time suckers. Set boundaries around your screen time, turn off notifications during your personal hours, and create tech-free zones in your home. Remember, a healthy work-life balance isn't about eliminating technology, it's about using it mindfully. Finally, communicate your boundaries clearly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Be open and honest with your colleagues, family, and friends about your needs and expectations. Set clear limits around your work hours, availability, and personal time. Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. Okay, let's paint a picture. Picture this. You're Sarah, a talented graphic designer with a demanding workload. You've been working late nights, sacrificing weekend plans to meet deadlines, and feeling the burnout creeping in. One day, you realize that something needs to change. You start setting boundaries by scheduling dedicated work hours, turning off work notifications outside those hours, and politely declining extra projects when your plate is already full. The result? You find yourself with more time for activities you love, painting, hiking, spending quality time with loved ones. You're feeling less stressed, more focused at work, and happier overall. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful steps to cultivate a healthy work-life balance that empowers you to thrive both personally and professionally. Remember, it's not about achieving perfect harmony but rather finding a rhythm that works for you. This isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. So go out there, set those boundaries, reclaim your time, and live life to the fullest. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little work-life balance inspiration. Let's spread the love, one healthy boundary at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.